Welcome in, everybody, to an emergency podcast. The boxing world is buzzing so much that we can't even sit still for more than 5 minutes without big news being broken. The biggest news of the day, potentially of the week, is Canelo Alvarez has just signed a 3-fight deal, according to ESPN, with Premier Boxing Champions. He has went to Instagram and he posted done deal for September, which is most likely going to be Jermall Charlo. Coppinger from ESPN is reporting that not only is it just Jermall Charlo in September, it's a 3-fight deal, which makes this even more interesting. How are you, Chris?
I'm great. And this is good news.
Yeah, this is good news. Like, I feel like boxing fans are so used to just either nothing happening or bad news that when we get all these great fights and we're getting all this great news outside of the ring, like, we don't know how to act. We don't know what to do. I'm excited to talk about it. Obviously, we knew about the Jermall Charlo fight. That seems like it's getting closer and closer. But it's the other fights of this. It's the him leaving match room. It's him getting away from the quote-unquote Euro bums at Mantra. I don't use those terms, but that's the terms that I see all over our social media. Getting away from a B-ball fight and getting with the PBC where the biggest fights for his career are.
Yeah, I mean this gives us the answer to who he's fighting in September. It's obviously going to be Charlo now, which I like that fight, honestly. It should have happened 2 years ago, but I'm not mad about the fight because Charlo is a dangerous guy. He's obviously one of the best fighters in the world. Granted, he's been off for 2 years, and I think it's a good fight. I mean, I'd rather see Benavidez, but Benavidez is still possible with this deal. But I think, hot take, what's going to happen is it's going to be Spence, regardless of how the Crawford fight goes. If he loses to Crawford, I still think he moves up, jumps up 2 weight classes, goes to 160, 65, whatever, and fights Canelo. If he beats Crawford, he may have to get tied into a rematch, but he may also just say, hey, listen, I can't make 47. If you want to fight me, we got to fight at 54. And if not, forget, I'll move up to fight Canelo anyway. So I think that's the fight that this deal is really angling towards.
And how do you see that fight playing out? Because that I don't want to jump too far ahead, but like I've said in past shows, like, we're in this dream world where we can dream these fights up, and a Spence Canelo fight is not even that out of the realm of possibility. So how would you see a Spence Canelo fight playing out?
Funny, I did an interview about this 2 years ago. I don't remember who the outlet was, but Canelo was walking through everybody, mopping everybody up, and they asked me, like, hey, who out there could give Canelo trouble? And I said, Errol Spence. And they looked at me like I had 10 heads. And I said, listen, dude, I know boxing. I know what I'm looking at. I know stylistically how they match up. Spence is all wrong for Canelo. He's taller. He's longer. He's physically very strong. He's got a really good chin. And his pace is unbelievable. So Canelo needs to rest. He likes to fire his combinations. He's very explosive. Then he moves around and ring and he breathes. And then he fires again. He takes his time. The reason he had so much trouble with Bivol is Bivol didn't give him a chance to rest. Now, Spence's defense and size isn't that quite that of Bivol, but man, his chin and his physical strength with his hand position, I think Canelo would have a really hard time getting through and actually hurting Spence to get enough respect that Spence would stay off him. Spence is he's one of the busiest guys. He's one of the busiest world champions in the, you're the copy box guy. You're the numbers guy. You know that. Yeah. He's one of the busiest punchers in at the elite level. And I think at the higher weight, I know he kills himself to get down to 47. The guy is more naturally probably a 60 pounder. He's more naturally a middleweight. He's 5'10". He's got a 72 inch reach, wide shoulders. He really whittles himself down to make 47. He could be even stronger at the higher weight classes because he's not a one punch guy anyway. Those are the guys who, they're like, oh, he's going to move up. He's going to hit harder. No, but it's more of his endurance and his physical strength as the fight carries on. So I don't know, man. I would be on the edge of my seat if that fight was on the cusp.
That I feel like you're right. That's like the home run of this deal. That's like why maybe the PBC told Eddie Reynoso and Canelo, like, this is what we can offer you: a boatload of money, pay-per-view fights on a pay-per-view platform that's been established for a long time in Showtime. We can give you a Jermall Charlo fight. If you want to fight Benavidez, he's here. If you want to fight Demetrius Andrade, he's here. If you want to fight David Morrell, he's here. But if we want to make a lot of money and we want to make a fun fight, how about Errol Spence? And yeah, it would be nice if he can get past Terrence Crawford. But even if he fights Crawford and it's two fights for Crawford and the really close fights, and Spence wins one, Crawford wins one, whatever. Any way you want to slice it. I still want to see Canelo versus a Spence. I still want to see Canelo in there with some of the bigger names. Granted, Canelo has to look good too. Like, we've seen him in his past couple of fights you know, declining volume and declining power and getting hit more. Like, he still has to win his fights. Like, I don't think he can afford to lose as much as a Spence or in a potential fight down the line. But according to Coppinger, it is a three-fight deal. And if you take a look at the PBC, you know, a lot of people are talking about the downfall of the PBC, downfall of Showtime, this, that, and the other. But let's look at the stars they have. They have Tank Davis. They have Errol Spence. Now you add in David Benavidez. You add in Canelo. You add in Charlo, Deontay Wilder, Caleb Plant, Stephen Fulton. And that's a really good stable. That's a healthy thing here in the U.S. because if you take a look around the boxing landscape, yes, there are some Matchroom USA cards. But in the U.S., it's PBC that are putting on the most consistent fight cards month in, month out.
And all of those guys are on the cusp of big money fights, huge matchups, massive, massive, massive gates, massive pay-per-view buys, all huge fights, all guys that are going to be big earners. So yeah, it's hard to deny that PBC is not healthy. You know, they still have that roster of guys who are just lying in wait, ready to go. And that's one of the things, you know, about the PBC guys. They're not the busiest promotional company in the world, but they got a lot of talent.
They have a ton of talent. I mean, these are big names. I actually don't know if Wilder's still with PBC, but he's supposed to get some news on him soon. But they have a lot of talent. They have a lot of dates. Maybe they'll add another network now to it because I feel like they had Fox for a while. They had FX. They had all these other ones. But it's pretty much just Showtime. So they have a lot of fighters, but only one network. Maybe that is why they're so inactive. But that's a whole other topic for a whole nother podcast. What does this also mean for like some of the other guys that could potentially fight? Obviously, the Spence fight is the one that we're really dreaming for. But it's obviously going to be Charlo. What happens after Charlo? Is it like we'll go by like percentage wise? Like obviously, Charlo, I think it's like 99%. Like the Benavidez fight, is that like 75%? Like what's Andre, like Morel? Like what are we looking at after Charlo?
I'd be surprised if Andre got the shot based on their history. And based on the inactivity of Andrade, and just basically the interest for that fight. Benavidez has a ton of interest. I love that fight. That's the fight that we've talked about on air many, many times. I really hope we do see that fight at some point. But with this, like we're saying, it's probably most likely this just really means it's going to be Charlo in September. Again, not mad at that. Good fight. I think Canelo should get by him, but you never know. And it could end up being a two fight deal. Who knows? But with Spence looming, I feel like Benavidez might get sidestepped once again, which is a shame because I think if anyone deserves it, I think Benavidez deserves a shot.
The only way Benavidez can slip in there is there is a bilateral rematch agreement for Spence and Crawford. Like they are supposed to fight twice. By the end of this year, whatever, even if it's not the end of this year, say they fight the first quarter of 2024, that means that he could potentially wait it out or Benavidez can get in there and Spence will have to fight Crawford and then Benavidez can slip in. That would be crazy. That would be Canelo really just being like, I've heard all your critics, right? That's like Canelo saying, I'm watching Inside Boxing Live every week. I'm tired of you guys doubting me. I'm going to fight Benavidez. I'm going to fight Charlo. I'm going to fight Andrade, and then I'm going to fight Spence. I mean, he has it right in front of him. Canelo already has the legacy. He already has Hall of Fame status, all that. He's going for the final last. I don't know what
dude,
is it?
He's doing what Mexican legends do. Chavez did this. He went for De La Hoya at the end twice. Like he was nowhere near what he used to be. And De La Hoya was the guy who was on the come up. Well, no one knew how, I mean, actually probably everyone did know how good he was going to be, but I mean, the way that he dismantled Chavez and then Chavez went in there again. And these Mexican warriors, man, this is how they are. I thought maybe Canelo was being more of a businessman, but now it seems like he's going for it. He is, dude, he's the man. Canelo is the absolute man. He signs this deal and he takes these fights that we're talking about. He is the man.
Well, he's got to. I mean, if he's doing a three-fight deal, like, I mean, Benavidez got to be one of them. I mean, if he does this three-fight deal and it's Charlo, it's Andrade, no disrespect to Andrade, and then it's Spence, I think the fans are going to be upset. But I think Benavidez got to be a part of it. My wish list for it, my three, I'm not going to put Charlo in it because we're already getting it. I want to see, out of this three-fight deal, I guess I will put Charlo. Out of this three-fight deal, Charlo, Benavidez, Spence.
Yeah, I would go the same. I want Demetri Andre to get the fight because he's my boy and that's He's super, super talented and has been lying in wait for so long. I don't think that's really going to happen, but I would love to see him get that opportunity because his style is very, very difficult to deal with. But yeah, I would agree with you. I love the Charlo Benavidez Spence option. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm trying to think past. I mean, Morel, dude, he's dangerous. He is a really, really dangerous guy. He might actually be the class, the future of that division. Not sure, you know, where he's going to be able to fit in or if he's going to have to lie in the weeds, but he's 25. He's got time.
Yeah. I'll throw Andrade in there just for the build up would be hilarious. Andrade, whether you like him or not, or you think he's cringy or not, is pretty damn funny at these press conferences. And he's got like a little history with
Canelo. Does he get that? Does he get cringiness on the socials? Because like, I know him personally. He's hilarious and he's awesome.
He's so fun. I think he's funny. Like he after that one fight where he like tried to rap or I wouldn't say he's not cringy. He's just he's willing to go out there and just say anything and everything, which a lot of fighters.
But that's
do,
how he is in real life, and yeah. it's very endearing. I guess people want to hate him. They don't know him, but in person, he's one of the funniest, greatest guys in the sport.
Yeah. So Canelo Alvarez signs a 3-fight deal with PBC. This is pretty significant news. Who do you want to see Canelo fight as part of this deal? Thank you so much for tuning in. Sound off in the comments. Ronnie will laugh at that comment, but that's where it all goes down in the comments. What is that?
In honor of Canelo's big deal, I'm drinking a margarita and I'm making tacos tonight. So, Viva Mexico, baby. Let's go.
I was wondering what to eat tonight. I was sitting here. I wasn't planning on doing a podcast at 7 p.m., but now I'll go Mexican. I'll taco Thursday. I'll get a margarita and I will go down to Burrito Boulevard here in Astoria.
Well, cheers, bud.
Cheers.
Everyone, salud. Protect yourselves at all times. Keep your hands up. Enjoy the weekend. Viva la Mexico.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.